Com, two games in, two competitive games in, two victories. You happy with what you've seen?
Yeah, it was good, and I suppose men got minutes into their legs there the day, following on from last night, like, and that's kind of what you want at this time of year. So yeah, it was good, and I suppose it was nice to get the result too at the end of it. But I was going to say that the goal there, 10 minutes left or 8 minutes left, and there was we had a point down, and the boys reacted well to that, so it's encouraging to see that as well.
Yeah, it looked like it was a bit more of an experienced Donegal team against an inexperienced Tyrone team, particularly in that first half. You restricted them to 3 points, very much in control, but second half Tyrone come out 1-7 in the second half and asked a lot of questions of Donegal.
They did. I think they kicked the first four scores. Second half, albeit I think there were four frees, but you know, it probably wasn't the start we wanted in the second half. But you know, and I think everything Tyrone got to put over the bar, or every chance, opportunity they had, they scored. And didn't kick away up until near the end of that second half. But I know it's good, and I suppose we'll get Nardy out now again to get another match under our belt and build towards Cork at the end of the month.
Yeah, big game coming up. Come, you just mentioned the goal of Tyrone's, which really put them into the driving seat, and we responded to that. But we had a whole load of opportunities for goals. I suppose in these McKenna Cup games, along with players getting time and trying out young players coming back, getting their fitness up, small things like that, putting the ball in the back of the net, you know, it's going to be vital in the crunch games. It didn't happen today, so something to work on.
I suppose you could put down a bit of rustiness or whatever, but I think, you know, we're 9-3 up maybe in the first half, and sometimes you don't have to force the goal in them situations, you know, if you keep the scoreboard ticking over, and, you know, a point at that stage is as good as any goal. Like, you know, you're pushing out to 10-3, 11-3, and I suppose that's decision making. It's early in the season, it's only the second game in, and most of some boys are just happy to get minutes into the legs, and hopefully that decision making will improve as the year goes on.
Yeah, and if they need any goal tips and how to do it, you're there training, of course, to show them, Colin. Are you enjoying the experience so far, being in the backroom team with Jim here and helping this Donegal team progress?
It's enjoyable, surely. It's, you know, been about this scene's always, it's always a good place to be, and, you know, they're a good bunch of lads. They're working really, really hard, and there's plenty of talent there, and they're skillful players, so it's not that I need to be giving them any advice, I think. You know, it's nice standing back and watching them in action, and, you know, as long as they continue to work hard and keep building, it'll be it's a good environment to be around.